In his book Against All Enemies, former White House counterterrorism czar Richard Clark charges, among other things, that by pursuing the war against Iraq, the Bush administration took the nation on a path that strengthened the next generation of al-Qaeda and created additional dangers to the United States. Rami Khoury is executive editor of the Daily Star, a Middle East newspaper based in Beirut, and he joins us from his home there. Mr. Khoury, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you coined a phrase long before the war in Iraq. You warned of the threat from what you called the Arab basement. Would you explain that term?
Yeah, I use that term in reference or in counter-reference to the term that is more commonly known, which is the Arab street. Arab street meaning people who've been marching and demonstrating in the streets and sometimes threatening their governments and they're anti-American and anti-Israeli. And my point is that, you know, people have been doing this for about 4 or 5 decades, and some people have just finally gotten sick of going out into the street and seeing nothing happen. So a few people have left the Arab street and got down to the basement of their buildings, and they've been making bombs and expressing themselves by using terrorism against Arab targets, against Israel, against the U.S., and now we see it in Spain, and people have been arrested in Britain, and this is a phenomenon that's growing, unfortunately.
In his book, Richard Clark makes a sort of similar statement. He says the new clones of al-Qaeda are working in the back alleys and dark warrens of Baghdad, Cairo, Jakarta, Detroit, and Newark, using the scenes from Iraq to stoke the hatred of America even further. Do you think that's happening?
Well, there's clearly an expansion of terrorism activity around the world. Now, whether this is directly related to what's going on in Iraq, it's historians are going to have to tell us that. My guess is that there is a linkage, obviously, and we've seen this explosion of terrorism, and it's going to be harder to control, I imagine.
When we see images here in the United States, such as the ones that have come from Fallujah this week, now, obviously, no, I don't believe anyone thinks that was the work of al-Qaeda, but will we see more of this? Is this the sort of prediction of misunderstanding the war on terror as you view it?
The anger that is expressed in Iraqis dragging the bodies of Americans and dismembering them and hanging them from poles, that's pretty grotesque stuff, and it is not something that happens routinely. It happens only in the context of a country that the United States invaded and now has been running and has been changing in a way. Maybe the changes are well-intentioned to bring about democracy, and of course those are all good things, but the point is you can't have foreign armies coming in and reordering and reconfiguring entire societies. It's not against politics. It's against biology. It's against human nature.
Do you see any reason for optimism about what's happening in Iraq?
Well, yeah, I think there's always a kind of a silver lining. I mean, the brutal regime of the Ba'athists that Saddam Hussein was heading is gone, and that's a good thing. It's not good necessarily that it was removed by the American and British armies, but I think the Iraqis are working, trying to set up a new system. They should be left alone to do that, and they're very bright and diligent people. The Iraqis are incredibly impressive, probably the most impressive Arabs when you take all of their accomplishments, if it's technological, cultural, and whatever. They have a powerful reserve of human talent and also natural resources. They will make good decisions if they're allowed to do so. You know, it's like children, even when parents tell their children to eat vegetables, and it's for the good of the children, but the children don't want to be ordered around, even by their parents, and they rebel, and there's an element of that in the situation. Even with the U.S. getting rid of a brutal dictator and trying to promote democracy and free market prosperity, people resent it. So the best thing the U.S. could do is turn over sovereignty as quickly as it can under a U.N. mandate to the Iraqis and stop this nonsense of regime change and reconfiguring regions, and really do a more intelligent job of understanding why terrorism happens and why there is so strong anti-American sentiment all around the world. And it is a reaction to the perception around the world that the U.S. is acting in a neocolonial, neo-imperial, militaristic, unilateral, unacceptable manner.
Rami Khoury is executive editor of the Daily Star, a Middle East newspaper based in Beirut. He spoke to us from his home in that city. Rami Khoury, thank you very much.
Well, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.